The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, my friends. Wow. Thanks for waking up with us and being with us this morning or listening to us at work or getting all your kids ready to chase them into school. Like, if school's still going on, because a lot of times kids get out of school for like 8 months for Christmas. I'll talk to my guest about it. She's an expert in that. Today, the 15th of December, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning, and to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda is on assignment this morning. And, well, you know, hey, just two or three quick updates here before we get to our guest. One, Odina the Wonder Horse is home, and I walk her around like a mile a day to just to make sure that everything's moving through the way it should, and she's feeling good, as she should. And a big shout out to Dr. Kelly Shaw out at Crossroads for taking such good care of her. If Kelly wants to keep her overnight, she stays overnight.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sit out the stables. Plus, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Okay, hey, here's some more Banamine.
Yeah.
And that. What was the second thing?
I don't know.
Oh, Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And his wife, Michelle.
Yeah, crazy.
Killed in their home. And I saw one little headline, but you can't tell if they're true because, you know, they're grasping at these things. Saying they're questioning a family member. So I hope that's not. I don't. It was not a murder-suicide. Didn't appear to be that way. Where I violently disagreed with it. I shouldn't say violently. Totally disagreed with a lot of his political views. I feel, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. Somebody, you know.
Yeah.
He's still a kid. 78. Yeah. It's terrible. Something like that happens. I'm sure there'll be a lot of more information coming out here today. It's really four things. The third thing is that Navy beat Army this weekend.
Ah. So. Navy beat. Navy did swab the deck with the Army.
No, they didn't swab the deck. It was 1716.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, Army. You know, see, everybody had Navy as like a two-touchdown favorite because Navy's got a tremendous team this year, and Army's been, you know, they're 6-5. But you throw it all away. You throw out all the stats when the two teams play each other.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Army gave Navy everything they could handle. So. And the last thing, and it's kind of being, you know, a personal thing, the Best of the North State came out.
Oh, did
it? Oh, I heard about this.
And KCNR, 96.5 FM, was a finalist in that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 297, who always wins, was there. And then once, another, it's Rock Station. But we finished third in the whole enchilada for radio stations.
Congrats.
Against all the corporate radio stations.
Congratulations.
We're the number one talk radio station out there, my friends.
Number one.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody out there. Voted. See, I didn't even know we were nominated. Maybe I should have. Maybe I should have followed this closer.
You could have voted.
I could have voted. Who knows? We could have been number two. No, I might have said something to everybody. Hey, you know, we were nominated. But no, yeah.
I think it means more when you're not out there hustling for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it was, thank you so much though, all of our listeners and our friends out there. So, and now, Alex is with us this morning.
As always. Yes, sir. How are you? Happy Hanukkah. It started last night at sundown.
Yes, it did. And our hearts go out to that tragedy in Australia.
Yeah.
When a father-son duo attacked the Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
Bondi Beach. And it was terrible. I hate to have to even say that. It is. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
We have many friends who are Jewish. Yeah. And there's other words, too.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I know are, I'm not sure if they're nice to say. Schmear. We're going to go schmear. I think that's something. It's bagel with the schmear.
Yeah, schmear's not
schmear's okay. Schmear's okay. Schmear. Got it. And I'm here with Reading City Council person.
Hi.
Woman, Erin Reznor.
Good morning.
And I'm going to ask why later on, is now running in the District 1 supervisor's race. Threw her hat in.
Yeah.
It's not just her hat. She came in full bore. Yeah, she leaped through the door.
Jumped on both feet.
Both feet. Okay. Erin, some people don't know you, and except they've heard your name and all that. Let's talk about Erin Reznor a little bit and make this a little personal.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say that I'm glad that your horse is doing well, in terms of colic. I grew up riding, so that's why I'm going to say that. I'm from here, and
I've seen you on horses before.
Yes, it was a beautiful, burn pile weekend, for my family this weekend. But I've been there many a night, walking horses, during colic or what have you.
This is perfect weather for it. You know, like cold and foggy. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shaw said, oh gosh, I've got so many.
So. Yeah, it really is. So, I'm glad that your horse is doing well.
Well, thanks.
But I am Erin Reznor. And I am from here. I was born in Yuba City. I was about 6 months old or so when my parents moved up here. Mm-hmm. And I grew up here and I went away to college and I came back. They call us boomerang kids. Those of us who, leave because we want to experience the big world and then, realize that, wow, it's really great here. And we come back and get married and raise families here. My husband and I own Dutch Bros Coffee. Here in town, and we have 4 kids, Beckett, Rally, Maven, and Renzo. They're about to be 17. In a couple of weeks, he'll be 17, which is wild.
The one that was dancing on the stage.
Yeah, I think he was like 4, the age of my youngest at that time.
It was like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess that's your man and I.
Yeah, 3.
Not dancing together, but we were dancing. I just like to make that clear.
You need to make that clear. I think it's his favorite memory that we put him in a Pink Panther costume and made him run across the stage.
And he did. You do anything for votes. You do anything for votes there.
Well, you're a fantastic dancer, so, you know, sometimes you have to use the cute kid leverage.
That's true.
But yes, we have, 3 boys and 1 little girl. And I sat on Reading City Council from 2018 to 2022 when Councilmember DeQuisto needed to leave the dais for health reasons. I ran and won the seat to complete his term from 2024 to 2026. So mm-hmm. I will cycle off council in 2026. I did that mostly because I looked at the landscape of what the city of Reading looked like, and I had been banging a drum saying that I was concerned about just what their revenue was looking like, and that they were going to need to be making some really hard decisions, and I was concerned with the landscape of who was running for what positions and state offices and what have you, that you could have a very, very young council who hadn't been through this process before and who was just less experienced, and you needed someone who sat on council who had been through this before and was willing to make some hard and tough decisions. And that's what we've done and what we're continuing to do. And then I guess I could fast forward if you want me to your question. Or you want to do that after a break?
Yeah, after the break. We're at the break
okay.
here.
Yeah.
What was the question?
You asked me a question about why did I decide to jump there in
with
both feet.
Yeah, we're
so
gonna,
we can get circle that back to that.
We're going to circle back to that one. Let's take a quick break. We're here on Carl and DeBott Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our guest is Erin Reznor. Longtime resident of Reading, city council member twice, and is now running for supervisor in the first district.
Yes, that's correct.
We'll be right back.
It's Christmas time. No need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looks like we're going to start getting showers. Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Lows in the mid-40s, highs in the mid to low 50s all week. So we've seen the sunshine, it appears. Today, Saturday, and today's Monday.
Correct.
Yep.
I'm on the wrong... that's why.
You were looking at the weather.
Okay, slight chance of showers before 9 a.m. Okay, forget what I just said. Chance precipitation today about 30%. Tonight, showers likely. Tuesday, showers after 10 a.m. Wednesday, showers. Thursday, showers.
Yeah.
Friday, showers. Friday night, showers. Saturday. Okay. Sunday.
Carl, it says rain until Wednesday.
Well, this is mine. Is the National Weather Service, never known to be wrong. They've got it raining through next Sunday. Highs in the low 50s and lows in the mid 40s. So, okay. It starts today, my friends. I'm sorry. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated, locally owned, locally run, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just super good people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Aaron Reznor, a Redding City Council person, and, also running for District 1 supervisor race. You've done that before, so it's this.
I did do that in 2022.
Of things he has done that you think that could have been done better.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I think one of the biggest issues is that we're not talking about their budget. We're talking a lot about city budget and about the difficulties that the city are in, but it doesn't seem to be common conversation that the county budget is in a similar, what I would call a worse situation, because they're not addressing that situation. They're not bringing to light that they actually have a real serious issue. Let me tell you what the general fund. So this year, their general fund requirements are $226 million, and their revenue is $180 million. I think that you and I can both do that math, that that's a $46 million hole that we're not talking about. Recently the board voted against a suggestion from the CAO that was $1 million in cuts to the elections office.
Mm-hmm.
That's an insane sort of situation that you have, you know, in our situation, it would be a city manager, but a CAO coming to you saying, I'm going to suggest nearly $1 million in cuts when you know you're $46 million, in the hole and you vote against that. I believe Supervisor Long was the only person who voted in support of making those cuts. I also think, go ahead.
$1 million out of the elections office?
Yeah, I believe it was $900,000 was the suggestion that he made.
Now, the elections, kind of surprised me because I know elections office and that's been kind of, bone of contention, but we've had an election and everything seems to work out. But that seems like an awful big chop out of a smaller organization. But then again, I don't know what their original budget is, but that just seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think that when you have someone who is leading and they're unwilling to do the real work to make cuts or to listen to where those cuts should be and to be discussing it, mm-hmm. then we need to start looking around. I also think that this community, I know that this community is very frustrated with what it looks like in terms of crime and what it looks like in terms of homelessness and mental health. And you have a previous chair calling a project that would solve multiple problems regarding mental health and provide resources for this community and bring back our taxpayer dollars and leverage some of those dollars for a generational sort of project that would help this community. And he called that evil. And I just think that that's, frankly, I think that's disgusting and rude to the many, many, many families in this community who have loved ones with mental health issues. Or I think that it should be offensive to nurses who have been attacked in our ERs because we simply don't have the resources to handle acute mental health. I think that the back and forth that was occurring while we were attempting to negotiate a deal for the Eastside Road property for the Sheriff's Rehabilitation Program was frankly embarrassing and bad business. And I think that we deserve to have someone who conducts themselves like myself, who's willing to do good business, who's not going to attempt to change a contract at the last minute just to cause some problems. I think that we deserve someone who's willing to stay at the table.
The for the mental health,
yeah,
village or whatever we call it,
yeah, True North,
True North,
yeah,
the opposition was like 3-2. From what I've read, it was led by Kevin Cry. But then after some more information came out, then the Health and Human Services spokesperson said she was for it because she was originally against it. And then she came out and said she was for it. I find all this interesting when I read it. And then I think Kelstrom he
did some research.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. he did it, and he said, no, this is not bad. So it came down, and the final vote was still 4-1, though. Is that correct? I'm not sure. Or was it 5-0 to go forward with the letter? It was 5-0. Okay. All right. So then they had all changed minds. But the original concept on this was no. And we were, from what I understand, there's like 384 Shasta County residents that were being yes. sent to other places. Yes. And of that, 109 or 10, and again, I'm just trying to remember this.
You're doing a great job.
Were children
yeah.
that were being sent out. Now, all of these will come here.
Yeah.
Then, because if this is approved and it's built. And one thing is the priority for having the Shasta County people sing.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the priority, and then right. as others are brought. But because we had others brought in anyway.
Yeah, we do have, when you look at what the statistics are in our ERs, we are serving other regions at the moment. We are serving other regions at the moment. I'm not sure whether or not you sat in the town hall that Supervisor Plummer hosted, but I thought that it was actually really, really enlightening. One of the things that Director Coleman said that I thought was fascinating and goes back to my fiscal responsibility piece is that when we have the ability to serve those or to provide those services within county, that we have the opportunity for 50% reimbursement. When we send them outside of county, we're paying for 100% of that bill and begging someone else to go there. The other thing that that looks like, which we heard during public comment over and over and over again, is that let's say you have a 19-year-old who technically is an adult, but we would all say that that still feels like a child to you as a parent. Or let's say you have a 14-year-old and the only place in which that they can get care is in Sac County.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sure as heck hope that one of you can leave or be off for weeks on end or have the ability and the financial means to travel there so that you can visit your kid.
When they go, these are, we're talking about in-house patients. Mm-hmm. They're admitted into a mental care facility there.
Usually you're talking about a locked facility, but when we're attempting to reenter someone, it really, that whole family care piece is really important for their recovery.
Okay. I'm here with Erin Reznor and, she has said, I'm running for office, and she's explaining why, some of the reasons why. She's running for District 1 supervisor. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great people. December is their 30-something anniversary. So, great deals going on down there. They've got the only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. All of it's at Four Winds Jewelry. They're locally owned, locally operated, and guess what? They just became best in the North State for the fifth year in a row. Or fourth, what is it, third or fourth?
But I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check it out. But I think it's either fourth or fifth. And there's a reason for that. They really, really like their customers, and their customers really, really like them. These are some super people down there. Four Winds Jewelry, great prices on great jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And like I said, they're having a big sale right now. It's their anniversary sale. They're kind of like catty corner from C.R. Gibbs, right across the street. We'll be right back with Erin Reznor.
Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Grange Co-op.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebaum. Linda's on assignment this morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Just been with us, gosh, since the day we opened up, I think. And nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. That's right. He's fixed our windshields many times. Those little chips, you don't want them to get bigger. So, you bring your vehicle in, and he puts it in a climate-controlled area, and he fixes it, and you're on your way. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis? Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Aaron Reznor, running for supervisor, District 1. You know, one of the things, and you're saying the Shasta County budget is in trouble.
Yes.
The Reading City budget is in trouble, too.
Yes.
Maybe not to the extent.
Yeah, we're actually tackling that issue, and they're not. I think they're covering their issue with paper, but mm-hmm. It is very easy to find on their website.
The budget revenue for
City of Reading.
City of Reading. Now we're talking mm-hmm. City of Reading, because I've heard this from, I thought, knowledgeable people, is down like 12%. From the projection, you know, because y'all had a very conservative projection.
Yeah, we had the most conservative projection. Actually, it was me who made the most conservative projection. I suggested the lowest percentage that we have on record prior to 2010.
So. Uh-huh. So it's like a 2%?
2% was the projection, and we are coming in under, during our last presentation, it was last presented under 7% under that, so roughly about 10% or so underneath. So we have another revenue meeting later this week.
Okay, so right now we're running like 10% under we thought we were
underneath projection, yeah.
Why do you think that is? I mean, this is
my honest opinion is, as a business owner and as somebody who has been through recession and inflation and those sort of things.
And COVID.
COVID. What I have realized is and witnessed is that inflation really hits rural communities harder than it does anywhere else. We saw that after the recession. Many other larger populated areas recovered much, much quicker than rural counties do. And we have a harder time recovering here. We have a harder time trusting that, you know, there's going to be changes in new administrations. I think that everybody was really hopeful who sat on council before in that time, 2 years that I was off. I think that they were hopeful that there was going to be a change in administration from the Biden administration to the Trump administration, and that was going to fix inflation. But I think that what we're seeing in rural communities is that the cost of things is just really expensive.
It's inflation is going down, but you can't tell it's slow. And like you said, being in a rural area, it's even slower.
Yeah, it takes us a harder time, too.
I mean, we're paying less for eggs and gas and all that, but it's still, the prices are still...
They're still high. And I think that I think that in a rural community, it just takes us time to trust that, because most people in rural communities just don't have that much wiggle room in the same sort of way. Mm-hmm. We don't have the same level of expendable cash. And so it takes us longer to catch up. And frankly, the other issue that is across the state of California is a CalPERS situation. CalPERS and OPEB liabilities, I think, are a problem. I know that those are a problem everywhere. And so I think that those are impacting everybody. I think that that's impacting the county's budget. I think that that's impacting the city's budget and across the state of California.
Part of the CalPERS is the 1% sales tax, which I understood totally. And I thought it was I know people don't like tax raises, but I really thought it could do something. It was defeated 60%.
I think something like that.
I mean, there were, you know, I thought it was going to be close. I didn't think it was going to be a walkover like that. But one of the things the opponents to that did, they just kept putting up salaries of the officials. And in 2022, there were raises ranging from 13 to 40%.
Yeah.
Could you address that, please?
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to address where those came from? Yeah, let's have a conversation about what that climate looked like versus what the climate has looked like in the last 2 years. I think that people think that this is going to be something that that is a little bit of a hang up, but I'm actually really proud of what my financial stability looked like while we were on council, but when I was on council before. So I'm going to run you through a couple of stats of what that looked like. Reserves were at an all time high.
Mm-hmm.
We had a decade of outperforming projections. We had multiple years of historic growth, not 1 year of historic growth. We had multiple years of historic growth. It was actually my recommendation that we raise the reserves to a 10% reserve. Mm-hmm. I think that we should actually do that again, and I'm hoping that with a new city manager that will be something that he will consider raising that again. Maybe that is to 10% to 15% or to 20 or even like 30%. But prior to my time on council, the reserves had been set around 5%. So we doubled what it was that we had in reserves. And then we did an entire market rate study. Because I think that if you also will take a moment to recall that we were in a little bit of I'll call it a bidding war, in regards to public safety within this community. The county was giving raises to the sheriff's office, and there Anderson was giving raises. We were in a little bit of a bidding war. So we sent out, staff to do an entire compensation study. And we brought our people back to market rate. We found out that we were severely below market rate, and that's what we brought our people back to. And it's really funny. People bring up the 40%, which I think is sort of hilarious.
One person. It was one person.
It was, well, also there wasn't anybody in that job. So.
Yeah, it was an assistant city engineer.
When you are discussing an entire bargaining unit, mm-hmm. we're discussing an entire bargaining unit. So some that includes positions that are currently filled, includes positions that are not filled, and if there hasn't been anybody in a position, it's really hard to hire someone at a rate that it was 5 years ago. So I actually am really proud of that. However, during the time that I cycled off of council, there was a different sort of reality that was occurring. There was a different sort of reality that was occurring. You saw staff coming and saying, oh man, I wish I didn't sound like Eeyore, or oh man, my quarterly, reports. I wish I had better news to present to you. And during that time, there were another 5 to 7 sort of increases across the board. And most of the time, or frequently, those were only opposed actually by Councilmember DeQuisto. So they were 4-1 votes often. Every once in a while, Councilmember Mazzano, was in alignment with DeQuisto at the time. But those are where that actually really came from. That was a $4.5 million hit to the general fund during that time frame from when I cycled off of council until I came back on to council.
Yeah, the one that you all voted on was $670,000 approximately from the general fund.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds about
and then
that sounds about right. Well, your landscape is completely different. And I, in my personal opinion, as somebody who's served their country, I truly believe in taking care of our public safety professionals. I'll lump them all in together because I would like the best and brightest to be the person who shows up when my house is on fire or if I need them to take a bullet for me. And when we have the ability to take care of them, we should. Now, the last 3 years, the city has been in a very different situation, so we will be having very different and are having very different discussions, which the county should actually be doing, and the community should actually be looking at that $46 million hole and saying, hey, how come no one's discussing this frequently?
Because now I've heard things like the Civic could be shut down.
Everything at the moment is on the table.
I'm hearing things like furloughs. I'm hearing things like library open 4 days a week instead of 7. But you've got to hear all these because of the budget thing. Okay. I'm with Aaron Resnick, running for supervisor, District 1, but also city as a member of the city council right now and was before. And when we come back, we're going to see what she hopes to achieve. If elected, some of the things you would like to achieve. Of course, it takes three. And we'll be right back. I got you.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling Linda Bond. One of the worst kept secrets in the last couple of weeks was Aaron Reznor is going to run for District 1 supervisor. She put her hat in the ring and it's made it official. Now, what do you have to do that? I mean, don't you have to get people to sign petitions, not petitions, but things, and then you go down to the elections office.
I did have to go down to the elections office and file a 501 form so that I could receive donations. But our filing period, I believe, isn't actually until, like, March, in which that we, like, it's early next year is when we have to do the documents.
But you can do it. You can do it now, right? Okay. Well, anyway, but you've said it. I'm running.
Yeah, and I have officially announced. Like I said, we stood up a campaign in about 5 or 6 days. I rallied some folks who asked some folks to film some video and work on some website stuff, and we very quickly made some decisions and some moves. And like I said, I was unwilling to let Kevin Cry go unopposed. And I think that it is a sad state of the world when there are good people like Kurt who were planning on, who were running, and needed to leave the race because of what it was doing to his family. It's a really nasty sort of situation.
So there were things being said. I mean, he put his name in. I mean, he's not very well known. I mean, really. I mean, he doesn't have name recognition like you do. And he was, people were going after his family already.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He said amongst the community, members who are close enough to him, who have relayed to me that he was planning to check out.
I wondered about that because it's always in the, in the forefront of my mind. There's people out there that will burn down your house if they don't agree with you, instead of letting you, you know, be a person and a human. Don't burn down your house. If you win, what would you like to accomplish during your 4 years there?
Yeah. I would like to restore a working justice system. I don't think that that's not happening at this point in time. We're sort of stuck in neutral. We need more prosecutors. We need prosecutors who are capable and savvy. We have great ones at the moment, and they're underappreciated, overworked, and under-resourced. And the sheriff can only do so much in that cycle of justice. So I'd like to make sure that that rehabilitation facility happens. I think that that's how it is that we get this entire cycle of justice. Because what happens is things sit on desks at the DA's office because we are only going after the worst of the worst. And by the time it is that they can bring someone's case forward to court, that person's often committed more crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a failed process. That doesn't serve victims. That doesn't serve our community. And frankly, it's just unfair and not okay. So I would like to make sure that the DA's office is fully funded so that we can complete that cycle of justice.
Well, they are. If you look at them you go down to San Luis Obispo and you look at the size of their same amount of people in the county, but yet they have twice the number of DAs or assistant DAs.
Yeah.
Twice the number of support personnel than we do. And they handle approximately the same amount of crimes, but not as many as we do. And we've got half the resources for that.
Yeah, that's just a failed justice system. And as a community that deeply cares about justice and cares about crime, it is the job of a supervisor to make sure that this is a safe community, and that isn't simply just a jail beds or a rehabilitation facility. There is supporting prosecution and supporting the DA's office and supporting the sheriff. The other thing that I would like to do is I would like to lobby the state. It's happened before, and there have been other counties that have been successful. Remember earlier I was mentioning the CalPERS thing. It's called CalPERS Risk Reform. And the state has budged before, and so there are suggestions that have come from Cal Cities there, but it would take some organization working with CSAC. And like I said, it was you who said earlier you have to get to three. So
yeah.
You have to have a supervisor who can work well with others. You have to have a supervisor who is willing to treat people that they agree with and that they don't agree with the same. And that isn't what it is that we've witnessed, and you can witness that in public comment. You can witness that in how it is that public comment is carried out, that we don't have someone serving in District 1 who does that. But we need someone who can rally with other supervisors in other communities so that we can lobby the state for that CalPERS reform.
Are you willing to make those decisions? I mean, it's going to be tough. 48, you're saying $48 million down. There's got to be cuts.
Yeah.
And maybe even furloughs of people.
Yeah. And I think actually that what you've witnessed in the last year and in the last 2 years is me be the person who has banged the drum saying, hey, there's an issue here and we're going to have to make good cuts. I think that I've demonstrated that even when staff brought back, hey, this is our very conservative adjustment, that I was the one who spoke up and made a motion and said, I think we need a more conservative assessment in our projections. You saw me make a motion when we brought back this budget workshop that the city is going through, that I was the person who said every single thing is on the table, and that includes cuts to all staff. These are things in which that we're discussing right now, and so I think that I've actually already demonstrated that prior to throwing my hat in the ring because this was unexpected. And so I think that that's actually what my record shows.
Okay. Now, you have 1 minute to have people remember something for your thoughts. I mean, they'll remember all of this, but, you know, have that final sentence.
People deserve to be listened to. This is my community. I live here. I'm raising children here. I do business here. I know what it's like to do business in California. And I've witnessed the lack of service that has occurred. I've witnessed the chaos, and we deserve better. We deserve better. I think that there are solutions out there. I know that there are solutions out there. And I would love to work with the rest of the supervisors so that we can provide a better community and provide better resources to this community, because that's what they actually deserve. Someone who isn't going to go up there and just have a charade. Someone who's going to do the work.
Okay. Aaron Reznor running for Supervisor District 1. It's all came together in the last week or two. Thank you so much for being on our show so early. After you made the announcement, and being able to come on the show today.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
But you've always come on the show when I've asked. So.
Yeah. I love having an open dialogue, and that's how I'll be as your District 1 Supervisor.
Hey, we're going to break for the news, and then Shasta County citizens advocating respect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged four members of an alleged terrorist group with plotting New Year's Eve bombings in California. It's being investigated as a homicide. The deaths of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Their bodies were found in their Brentwood home in Los Angeles. And one law enforcement source tells the AP that the Reiner's son, Nick, has been taken into custody. The victims of an anti-Semitic mass shooting in Australia ranged in age from 10 years to 87 years, and the latter a Holocaust survivor.
At least 16 people were killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling it an act of anti-Semitic terrorism.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith.
At least 38 others were injured in the attack. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second is under arrest in the hospital in critical condition. I'm Donna Water.
Investigators probing the deadly weekend shooting at Brown University have now released a person of interest who they have been holding, saying the evidence is taking them, investigators, in a different direction.
I've been around long enough to know that sometimes you head in one direction and then you have to regroup and go in another, and that's exactly what has happened over the last 24 hours or so.
That's Rhode Island's Attorney General Peter Nerona, heard there on WCVB-TV. Two students were killed in the attack, while nine others were injured. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red this hour. The Dow is down 4 points. The Nasdaq off 66. The S&P 2 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And my dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family. But my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Got any gadgets? Get online protection. NordVPN has a ho-ho holiday deal just for you. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you avoid malware, phishing, and annoying trackers. Just a few taps and you're safer online. Let your gadgets sparkle with online security. Go to NordVPN.com and get up to 77% off plus 3 extra months. NordVPN.
Jimmy Lai, the former Hong Kong media mogul and outspoken critic of Beijing, has been convicted in a landmark national security trial in the city's court. Three government-vetted judges found Lai, who's 78 years old, guilty of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. He pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. Under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law, though, Lai could face up to life in prison. A mitigation hearing is set to take place in January. European leaders are expected to cement support for Ukraine as it faces Washington's pressure to swiftly accept a U.S.-brokered peace deal. After Sunday's talks in Berlin between U.S. envoys and Ukrainian President Zelensky, Ukrainian and European officials are set to meet later in the day today. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hamas confirms the death of a top commander in Gaza a day after Israel said that it had killed Raed Saad in a strike outside of Gaza City.
The Hamas statement describes Saad as the commander of its military manufacturing unit. Israel has described him as the architect of the October 7, 2023 attack that sparked the war in Gaza and asserted that he had been, quote, engaged in rebuilding the terrorist organization in violation of the ceasefire that took effect 2 months ago. Israel said it killed Saad after an explosive device detonated and wounded two soldiers in the territory's south. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New AP North poll finds this holiday season not quite so merry for American shoppers. Large shares of them are dipping into savings, scouring for bargains, and feeling like the overall economy is stuck in a rut. As majority of those surveyed say they've noticed higher than usual prices for groceries, electricity, and those holiday gifts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Now, we are much more organized when Linda's not here, but it's not as much fun. So, the 15th of December, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Alex is here.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy. Having a good day?
I am so far. It's good. Hanukkah.
That's right. Today's the first day of Hanukkah.
It's also National Cupcake Day and Bill of Rights Day.
You know what? Those are three things that I could stand up and cheer, especially the Bill of Rights Day. Wow. And you see in other countries, people are literally being arrested for a meme they put up on the internet in England. Yes.
That's crazy.
They're being arrested, and people go, how can they do that? They don't have a Bill of Rights. They don't have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
They don't have a Second Amendment. They don't have anything like that.
Yeah, I heard some horror stories that happened last week that I won't go into right now.
Yeah.
But,
from other countries?
Yeah, England. From England.
In England. I mean, the Magna Carta, which is what our Declaration of Independence was based on, at least part of it. Anyway, hey, today a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Then a chance of showers afternoon, patchy fog. Mm-hmm. Before 9 a.m. It's going to be a high near 60. Now, it looks like we've got showers likely through next Sunday. So highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-40s. So stand by. It looks like the sunny weather has gone away, and we are now into wintry-type weather. Didn't say anything about snow, though, so that's good. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Been in the business over 30 years. Outstanding people. The Kenny family, third generation's involved in the business. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the line is Anne Marie. We switched her time till 8 o'clock this morning to give her a chance to wake up and be more feisty. So, good morning, Anne-Marie. What's happening in our community calendar?
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. And yes, Hanukkah is going on this week, so we have to give a plug to that. Today, as mentioned, is National Bill of Rights Day, and it's a perfect day to fly the American flag if you don't already do so. Wednesday the 17th is the Wright Brothers Day, which honors the first successful flight made by Orville and Wilbur Wright, December 17th, 1903, near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And Sunday, December 21st, is the first official day of winter and National Homeless Persons Remembrance Day. Well, we recently checked out this year's Reading Garden of Light, and it was so much fun. Great event to take the family, everyone. Among the many highlights are lit pathways, a model train town, glow swings, a polar path with a lighted igloo, an enchanted forest area with hanging chandeliers, which I especially loved, light displays set to seasonal music, and the list goes on. There's also an optional train ride experience this year. The event runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on most evenings. You can view the full schedule and purchase tickets at readinggardenoflights.org. It's located over at the Sundial Bridge, 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Again, visit readinggardenoflights.org for more details, and bundle up when you go, folks. As we begin, I would like to give a shout-out to Joy, Chasha, Ed, and all the volunteers at Another Chance Animal Welfare League in Palisadro. Right now, through the month of December, you can find their giving tree up in their store location at 9384 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. It's right there at the Holiday Market Shopping Complex. If you bring in a pet donation for the giving tree, you will receive a 25% off discount voucher, which you could use toward a purchase in their store. Proceeds go to help the animals in all sizes to help local veterans and their families during the cold winter months. For more information, visit Nation's Finest Reading on Facebook. This weekend, you can enjoy the Nutcracker at the Shasta College Performing Arts Theater located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Performances run December 18th through 20th, 7 p.m. And also look for a matinee performance on the 20th at 2 p.m. For tickets and more information, call 530-242-7500. On Friday, December 19th, look for the second annual West Valley Christmas Carnival to take place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 3805 Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood. Enjoy live music, food, vendors, games, and special guests for the holiday season. Enjoy the Reading Farmers Market on Saturday, December 20th at 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon at 777 Cypress Street. Pick up some seasonal items, including fresh fruits, veggies, eggs, meats, and nuts. There are also baked goods and more. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarket.com. Now, next Monday is the week of Christmas, so I will be unavailable that week, but I can catch everyone the Monday after Christmas. Till then, I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've got so many things going on, and I know you had a big, you know, weekend with family and all that, but Anne Marie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on, of course. Our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, a full-service insurance company. And if you're looking for home insurance, auto, commercial liability, surety bonds, and more, give them a call at 530-224-2345. And they are located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, come, O ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits so hard, make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, my head engineer here, Pat Karch, who is just the greatest guy in the world, we're talking about how we have an outdated modem down there at the AM site. So we got that. We got that in there.
Nice.
But that was the same time that Charter Spectrum was having an outage. So you couldn't program it. So yeah. We were off the air for a day or two until they could get themselves back up on the air. Now we'll see what their bill is this month to see if they're, you know, if they charge us for the whole time.
Do they prorate
that? Sometimes they actually, okay, cause we were off the air. But yeah. Most of the time you have to go, you were off the air. I shouldn't have to pay you when you were off the air.
Yeah, Pat's the guy who brought me in. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, I'm giving away right now 2 or 4 tickets to the first caller. for the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home presents The Nutcracker out at Shasta College on December 18th, 19th, or 20th at 7 p.m. A beautiful, beautiful opera and dancing. Oh, gosh, it's a ballet. And it's a ballet with great music. And I'm giving away these four tickets to the first caller. It's going to be December 18th, 19th, or 20th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. So just give us a call. 530-605-4567. My guest today is Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. You told me what it was going to be about, but I didn't read all of it.
So, that's all right. I'll lead you through it.
What are we talking about?
Well, I think last time I was here, I talked about the Office of Civil Rights in California was coming to do a forum in Redding called the State of Hate.
Uh-huh.
And they did do that. It was very successful, I must say.
Did hate stop?
No, hate did not stop. And, well, then, you know, that's always a problem.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was a great discussion.
Okay.
Good. Is what I mean by successful. And so we had three speakers, and I wanted to just touch on one of the speakers' report. So Sharon Brasilera and Lori McNeil, who are part of the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition and partnered with the United Way, and they wrote this State of Equity report. So Sharon spoke for some time about the report, and I thought that was something that would be of interest to folks that are on the radio for your show when I'm here talking about civil rights. The other thing that they did, a couple of other things. They talked about building bridges, which is a United Way program, and how do we talk to each other? How do we work through things? How do we make the world a more civil place? And the other person that was speaking was April Carmelo from the Indigenous population. I think that she is Wintu and I've forgotten the other tribe. But April talked a lot about the missing and murdered women in Shasta County over the years.
This is a problem facing the nation.
Yes.
It's not just here in Shasta County. I think we have to point that out. That mm-hmm. This has been a terrible problem.
Mm-hmm.
And of great concern to the nations, because part of it is that the women are killed, abducted, put into the sex trade net, and there are of course a number of them that just leave to get off the rez and never come back. Don't write back home. So, but they're missing them.
Literally disappeared.
Literally disappeared. Not that they're not alive and flourishing. Let's just say, I would imagine most of them leaving. You know, you got to look at education and all these things. But as far as the number that are missing, that they feel like there's been foul play, is the number is horrendous. And then when you look into the fact that the highest rate of suicide, at least it was in the teenage Native American community, and I believe still is.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know about that.
A lot of problems, concerning that. But part of it is being able to talk about what's going on in communities and how do you face it and how do you curtail it? In my opinion.
How do you publicize it even?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people aren't aware. And April got a very large grant, and so she's not covering just Shasta County, but several counties in the area, and bringing education, information, some advertising. Presentation as well. I watched the Civil Rights Commission have their meeting, it was about the next week or 2 weeks later, and they just talked and talked and talked about the forum that they had had here in Shasta County and how well it was put together and how well information was given to them. And they, so we'll be part of their report for of the year. And I think that they thought that Reading did a really good job for a turnout. The turnout was so large that we overfilled the room. So, I mean, that was very cool.
Well, I mean, you have it in the tap room.
No.
Oh, it wasn't in the tap room.
It wasn't in the tap room.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm sorry. That was rude. But that's me. When you're trying to address something like this, because it's nebulous in many ways. I mean, what are the quantifiers? You know, I had somebody of Asian ancestry. Pulled her car. You know, I think she's right down here, in fact, on Tehama Street. Mm-hmm. She stopped at a stoplight, and this truck came up next to her and had flags flying, you know, U.S. flags. And she felt uncomfortable because of the, you know, the look of the truck, and the person never said anything to her, but she felt like, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, a lot of that's on her. I mean, do we hear those kind of things, or do we have, I mean, really direct missions of name calling, and as we've had here, and and weapons use, though nobody was killed. And but but racial slurs and all those things. I mean, it shouldn't happen, but it does happen.
It does.
It's, but from the ones when you look at all the news, and because this is of course big news, if it's Shasta County here, there's not that many. Is it because they're not being reported, or they're being underreported, or what?
Yeah, you know, well, we've had quite a few hate crimes in Shasta County over the last few years. I think there's the data's in here, but over the last 5 years, 6 years, we've had 20 hate crimes.
Okay, so
I mean, described as hate crimes, okay, not just hate incidents.
Right.
Hate you know,
crimes.
When we've so talked about the difference before,
yeah,
you know.
So that's 5 years, so it averages out to 4 years, once a quarter. Okay.
And
no, one is too many, but when you look at it, it's not like having 25 a year.
Right, and it, you know, the thing also to remember is hate crimes are usually one person doing something.
Yeah, it's not like, is there any organized groups here in Reading? I mean, during that presentation, you might say, we have a group of white nationalists, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Or black nationalist, or Native American nationalist, that have a concerted effort to oppress another race.
And I don't think we have something like that in Reading. To be honest, I think a lot of it is individual. I think it's part of our history. Shasta County, as you know, is primarily a white county when you compare us to some others.
Yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
We're being punished for that all the time. look at Prop 51. They took the first district and made us into second district.
Oh, Prop 50.
Prop 50, I'm sorry.
Yes, sorry.
It was Area 51 in my head in Prop 50. I mean, it was like, okay, we're taking this group of people who are homogenous, you know, they get along with everybody, and now we've changed the dichotomy with that little rat tail that goes down to San Francisco.
Right.
That, to me,
with
is
the coast.
With the coast.
With
that's
the coast.
Kind of taken away my right to vote. I mean, I can vote, but it doesn't make any difference anymore.
Right. So one thing that we have to do is we have to make sure that we make the people that run for that position, if they come from the coast, which we presume they will, to spend some time in our area.
That would
and
be
talk
nice,
to us.
But they don't have to.
No, they don't have
There's
to.
There's a million of us up here, less than a million now with this new district. And, I mean, one of their counties down there. Well,
they're big. They have big counties or larger population.
That,
counties.
To me, is a way of repression.
Well,
and taking away your rights.
Representing the League of Women Voters for just a moment,
sure.
I would say that the League of Women Voters was very concerned about
They opposed
Prop 50. Yes, they did.
I know, you know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, are middle of the road. They're not declared or they're, you know, whatever. They were against it too. It makes no difference. We could, a million people up here could have voted against it and made no difference. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Well, that's the trouble with California.
Yeah. Well, okay. We got to take a quick break here. It's 8:30. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, has been in existence since 1960, been in the same spot since 1967, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. Now, you can make an appointment two ways, by calling at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy, which I used for the first time after they walked
I've
me.
I've never heard of it.
Booksy. It does hair and, I don't know, barbershop appointments anyway. You can do it that way. You can take a look at the calendar and see what times are open. You put yourself in there. You get a text back saying, okay, we are expecting you at 10:30 on the 29th. And then it sends you a text. Now, you can do it that way. Or you can remember, you can still call 530-244-9478. They take both ways. And it's called Booksy. And just get into that, and you just do it online.
And you've learned a new skill.
I've learned a new skill. And you know, something that's never changed there, though? Great haircuts, great guys. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Susan Wilson.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. Did I mention at the beginning of the hour that we were in the best of the North State?
Yeah.
we're the best talk radio station in the North State.
It's funny that happened just as I came on board, so I don't know
what
that
sure it had something to do with it. I'm sure it had something to do with it. And, you know, the funny thing is, I didn't know we were nominated. So thank you everybody that voted out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, it's really nice of you, and we so much appreciate that. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Nat, you're one of those reasons, buddy.
Well, thank you for that compliment. When you look at Siskiyou County, Lassen County, Shasta County, Sierra County, Modoc County, and Glenn County, and Colusa County, when you look at those six counties right there in Tehama County, you look at those counties and they all voted 69%. Tehama was over 70, no on Prop 50.
Yeah.
But the problem we have, and I appreciate what Susan's saying about maybe getting people to want to, you know, elect the right people, but if you took Santa Clara County, which would not be in our district, but Marin would, but Santa Clara is a good example. Santa Clara County is 84% Democrat. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not right or wrong, it just is. And they have enough people just in their county to offset the votes in 11 counties in the north. You know, when we voted 69% on the average in 15 counties up north, and the prop position, that was no on Prop 50, and there's a yes vote on Prop 50 in California, 63%, that means our vote doesn't count. So this redistricting virtually is going to change. I don't see how we get people to want to look at the view or opinion that we have in the counties up north. Why would they want to? Why would they want to change things? So really and truly, I don't think it's going to get overturned. I think Prop 50 is in. We've got it. I think it's going to stay there. I don't think they can do anything, even though Texas voted with the Supreme Court getting that decision.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, could it be the time for 51?
Well, it could be the time for a lot of things. Yeah. The thing, what it really is time for more representation.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, we can't keep having the apportionment being the way it is in California. You know, I think we all agree with that. Everybody wants their voice heard. No matter what you believe, you want your voice heard. What most people want is government out of their life, really.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, you guys. Have
Thank
a great
you,
day.
Terry.
Thank you. Terry's on every Sunday at 9 o'clock with Jefferson State of Mind. Has a great group of guests coming on every week. I'm here with Susan Wilson from SCAR, which is Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. They had a meeting about,
a forum about the state of hate in California.
In California.
I mean, it was not about just Shasta. We just happened to be their fourth pick out of the year. Every year they go somewhere.
When you see people of ethnic groups being overrepresented in arrest and incarceration, is that always a indication that there's problems?
No, and so we have a state of equity report, a new one, that was done by, in connection with United Way and Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, and in cooperation with the police department,
of course.
trying to use data that they both don't have and do have. And so one of the issues about this whole report is that they issued the report this year, which is 2025, but the data all comes from 2022 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that this report says that the Reading Police Department is working very hard to get newer data systems so that they can report more fully. But this report is interesting for those of you who are interested because it examines police encounters with traffic and pedestrian stops and calls for service, Reading and Anderson Police Department arrest data, documented hate crimes, select elements of Reading and Anderson Police Department resident surveys, jail and juvenile rehabilitation facility population census, adult and juvenile probation data, and the data from the validation of the Virginia Pretrial Risk Assessment Instrument, which is an intake form for incarceration, during incarceration. I believe that's what it's for. And so it's kind of interesting to actually read some of this data. And I'm just going to give your folks a few ideas about the kinds of things that they found. So in their data collection, for example, black residents in Shasta County had the highest rate of traffic and pedestrian stops per thousand, with local agencies reporting a combined 529 stops per 1,000 individuals. Sorry. That's a lot. However, you know, how do you know if the data's good? You know, and if the data's current.
They have this new document. It's not real new. It's been going on for several years. And I cannot remember the name of the document. But what it is they fill out 3 or 4 pages now when they pull somebody over.
Uh-huh.
And it has to do with the driver. And and some of it, though, is the officer has to guess what
that's
what
exactly
race,
right.
What, you know, what gender. Even with gender, he has to guess what the gender is. And it doesn't include people in the back seat or the, you know, the passenger seat unless they become involved. And then, then it involves them. So a lot of this stuff, you know, they're having to say, I think this is what it is. And they have to write up, they write up a full report of why they stopped them.
Uh-huh.
Also.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this isn't like, Barney pulling you over in Mayberry, you know, because he thinks your taillights are too big.
Uh-huh.
And then, but they have to write exactly why they pulled them over.
Mm-hmm.
And they take time to do this. I mean, this is a state law. And
I know.
So
when I see this,
I'm just wondering if this has changed since they've brought this thing on.
And that I don't know, except that in here it does point out that it is a guess. It is a guess. It's a guess when you pull someone over. I mean, exactly what you're saying. It says that is an issue because you don't know for sure.
Well, how do you know if it's a male or female or even race? You know, if you're coming up behind somebody, especially at night. So
it's just an interesting fact, you know. It also, individuals perceived as Native American face the highest rate of stops involving one or more reportable actions.
Mm-hmm.
So these individuals experienced the highest rate of searches of their person. 21% of the people that were stopped were searched, and closely followed by the race that identifies as multiracial.
One of the things is also is they'll ask them, are you on probation?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, or parole, they can pull them out. They can do that right mm-hmm. then. They can make a search
mm-hmm.
because that's part of their release criteria is that police can come in anytime and search your house, search you, and make sure you're not having drugs or child porn or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
on it. So I wonder how many, it doesn't put in there, how many of these, of the people pulled over were on parole or probation?
And that data is not in here.
No, I know. I mean, I'm not, maybe it's got nothing to do with it, but mm-hmm. I got to think, at least it's for searches,
mm-hmm.
because I've ridden with the police, and, you know, the guy volunteers, oh, yeah, I'm on parole right now, and he's carrying a backpack. Okay, let's see what's in the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, if they stop me, hey, can I search your car? No. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to search my car. Or you.
Or mine.
I'm not sure about you. But me and Alex, we have no reason. I'm not
no
sure
reason
about you.
Whatsoever.
No, because, yeah. No, this is really interesting. This is interesting. But again, we go into the statistics that they're saying the anti-LGBTQ bias was noted. And because when they get pulled
by
over.
By the numbers.
Yeah.
By the numbers and by the perception of the person who pulls them over.
That to me would also be
difficult. Yes.
To figure
difficult.
That one out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would find it difficult.
We have to take a quick break. I'm with Susan Wilson. We're talking about the executive summary of the State of Equity Report, Shasta County. And we'll be right back.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a tennis, you're as charming as a
heel. Here I am talking about an impact of colon, and you're playing this music. I kind of like it.
It's the Grinch.
The Grinch.
I love the Grinch.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Really?
Really?
There's certain
really?
Things.
Okay. Oh, my dear Lord.
No, there's certain things I don't watch. Okay, The Grinch was one of them.
I think you would enjoy it. I think
Disney
you would
movie,
enjoy it.
Any Disney movie since Bambi.
Yeah. No, I may have,
what's the one with the little colored fish? You know, Nemo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, took my daughter to Nemo and watched that. Okay.
Well, we had the Frozen kids in here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Oh, that's very popular.
Turn her down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm really loud.
Or turn you back. Or set you back a few feet. No, I mean, and the kids were cute and all that. And I hear people saying, oh, no, I've heard this one song 843,000 times because that's how old my, you know, the kids were playing it. Never seen it.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the one about the Wizard of Oz, Evil, or what is it called?
Wicked.
Evil. I like that better. That's a better title.
I very rarely use the term evil. I don't think that, to me, is a special term, evil. But in Nazi. Uh-huh. Those are two terms that you will not hear me say in I may say it in jest, like, oh, yeah, she's a wine.
That was an evil thing or something.
I'm talking about it. It's like, she's the wine Nazi. You know, somebody was talking about wine, okay. You know, something like that. But I would not lay that on people in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because the term Nazi equates to me as genocide.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Okay, mm-hmm. Moving right mm-hmm. on. We're here with Susan Wilson, and we're looking at the executive summary, at least I am, on the 2024 State of Equity Report in Shasta County, and thank you very much for pointing this out. This is from 2022, 2023. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of new ways to count this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things in here that are left out. You know, when you say you arrest somebody, do they have priors? Are they on probation? Are they on parole? And if they're on probation or parole, I'm pretty sure that if a policeman pulls you over for any reason, they can search you.
I think that the police can figure out if you're on parole or
sure they
or
can because they
probation.
Run your name. They
because
run,
they
your,
run
name.
Your name.
There
yeah.
you go, and it pops
yeah.
up. Or a lot of times they'll just ask them, and the person will say, "Yep, I am." And and so, I mean, as far as pulling people over, now when you get into the LGBTQ community, I'm not sure how that works. I mean, how do you know when you're driving by
mm-hmm.
if you pull somebody over that they're gay? I mean, I don't
think that you
how would you
generally could do that.
Could tell that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually.
So I don't
almost object to that data personally,
yeah.
but
okay.
but because. To me, we're all just people. One of the pieces of data that either was in here or was reported at the meeting was one that was of very much interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
More than half the traffic stops are of women.
And while perpetrators of crime arrested in Redding and Anderson were most likely to be male, nearly half of the victims of crimes documented were identified as women.
Mm-hmm.
So, the perpetrators most likely to be male.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see, 49% of crime victims in 2022 and 53% in 2023. Yeah. And we're noted among women, noted among victims, the largest category, simple assault, destruction, damage, vandalism of property, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, within RPD data, women were shown to be the larger proportion of individuals arrested for parole probation violations.
Number one again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we have our space in this world.
Yeah. So and that's where when you start counting it just by people being pulled over, because this thing started, they didn't have all these reports.
Right.
Like they do now. They didn't, you know, they've got cameras. They've got the whole enchilada now. Uh-huh. Talking about it. I would be interested to see with the new reports and all this kind of things they do about when they pull somebody over. Uh-huh. I mean, they have to write down why they pulled them over.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be interesting to see in a couple of years what that looks like, because uh-huh. it seems like it takes it a couple of years
uh-huh.
to filter up.
And I think that data collection is a problem. There's a statement in the executive summary that says, outdated data collection systems limit access to demographic data critical to equity analysis and to specific indicators of interest, you know, so that what that basically says is that when you have older data, it's hard to build a story around it that reflects on changes we need to make today. Does that?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you use it, because things may have been changed already,
mm-hmm.
or they may have gotten to the point that you're not going to change it no matter what you do.
Another point that the executive summary makes is for the time period examined in this report, and so to think 20, 22, and 23, mm-hmm. racial and gender identity were regularly collected based on visual identification of the officer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that those categories do not necessarily match U.S. census racial categories. Plus, with any individual that you stop, you can only pick one race per individual. And we know that lots of people have many races in their world.
And the other thing, here we go, is small sample sizes.
Mm-hmm. And small sample
sizes. I mean, at least they were putting things in there. Changes in state reporting requirements can lead to challenges in examining trends and making comparisons with
uh-huh.
other counties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's.
And I think this is the Redding and Anderson Police Departments. I don't think they have the CHP in here, which would, of course, increase the number of stops as well.
And well, yeah, but increase the number of stops, but would also. Maybe as far as, you know, statistically speaking, you add that many more stops on, it could mm-hmm. lessen the numbers, too.
That's right.
Or it could, that's right. could rise, and, I mean, uh-huh. or could make them go
make
big.
Make them go big.
Yeah. Anderson has got, by the way, a lower percentage.
Yes, and Redding. I was going to bring that up.
I can understand why. They arrest people and bring them up to Redding and leave them here. So they don't arrest as many people.
Point well taken.
I think it is. Yeah, the chief right now, his head exploded down in Anderson when I said that. But it's true. I mean, they arrest somebody. What do? They bring them up to the jail. And then they don't give them a ride back.
Okay. You know, those kinds of things happen.
What do you got set up for next month, Susan? Bring me a Democrat.
Bring you a Democrat.
Bring me an independent.
You always say that.
I don't care. I don't care if they're independent or a Democrat. But somebody that's kind of like, oh, I think immigration is good. So we can sit here, the three of us,
and
discuss
that civil
immigration is, but open borders is not.
Open borders is not. I agree with that.
Nobody is against immigration done legally going through the system. I mean, I've got many friends that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody thinks that open borders is okay and sanctuary cities. Some of the people running this year think sanctuary cities and states is good. And they're not against open borders. Like mm-hmm. the guy, I think his name is Hoffman. That's the,
he's
going to be the congressional potential representative we have.
Yes.
I would just like to see that, you know.
Maybe I should him to come
here. Yeah, I just want to discuss. Tell me why.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not going to call you names or anything. You know that.
Maybe we could get him on the phone.
Well, but I've already talked to his people, and they sound kind of excited.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
I talked to him personally, and he sounded very willing to exchange ideas with this group of people.
Well, we're a completely different group of people that elected.
That's what he said.
And we have to run. Okay, everybody, you have a great day. It looks like the rain is going to start coming in. Be safe out there, and God bless America. Thanks, Susan.
Good night.
Good night.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.